T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, I'm serious. I'm just going to be very straightforward with some of you. If you can't take the truth, get out of the freaking kitchen. I'm serious. Here's a texter. Just tuned in to get the keyword since I don't listen to you anymore. And what do I hear? Trump bashing! So hoping the announcement Tuesday is that you're gone. Stay in Charlotte. I'm serious. What's wrong with you people? I'm serious. You can't take facts. You cannot take them. You cannot endure sound facts. Yet you're the same people. Okay, I'm going to say it. You don't want me to go here? I'm going to go here. So you tell me, how am I as a black man supposed to explain to my black friends why you complained about Barack Obama for 8 years playing golf? How do you explain it now that it's not racist? Please tell me. Tell me. Because the same people who are now cheerleading for Donald Trump and telling me all these wonderful reasons he's out on the golf course, you were complaining about Barack Obama doing the same thing. And this guy promised you he would not be doing that. He also promised you he wasn't going to take a salary. And his family is making boatloads of money off of these golf outings. And you, all you can do is send me nasty texts defending your orange freaking God. You people really need help. I'm serious. This is all I've got in the past few minutes on the text line. Orange Kool-Aid person here. President Trump will never do anything that passes your stamp of approval. You are a moron. You really are. Every single thing that this president does that is praiseworthy has been praised on this program. The Supreme Court. Economic policies. In fact, so many times I do those things at the very top of this broadcast, repeatedly. In fact, much of my criticism is not really about the president. It's about its followers. It reminds me of the video. Jesus, save us from your followers. It's the followers that scare the living crap out of me. I'm going to be honest with you. Some of you. And some of you complained for 8 years about Barack Obama. You went on and on and on and on. And I was not pleased with the Obama administration either. And I took a lot of heat as a black man over that. And now to see some of you defending what is not defensible at all. It's not defensible. I don't care what you say. For somebody to make a promise like this, I'm not going to be out on the golf course, and this guy's out there as much as or more than Barack Obama, and what do you do? Oh, he deserves it. He works so hard. He's working for me. And the next time somebody accuses you, in general, of being a bunch of racists, I will just gladly step back and listen to you explain yourselves. Because you don't have a leg to stand on. Am I saying you're racist? No. What I am saying is, for a person standing on the outside, trying to figure out your double standards, it's going to be pretty hard for you to explain yourselves. What is the real reason you were complaining about Barack Obama on the golf course? What was it? Let's try this a bit and talk to Jesse for starters. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Vince. How you doing, bud?
All right, sir.
Hey, I hear what you're saying about Trump and how his whole, donating his salary is a joke. And I think you're partially right, but you're partially wrong, I think, in a sense. It costs $120 million or whatever for Trump to go golfing. He doesn't profit that entire $120 million. He profits from the rent that he charges back to the government for his security detail and for his, cabinet and, whoever's traveling with him to stay at Trump hotels. But he's not profiting, that entire amount.
The entire amount
includes a whole bunch of costs.
Right. It may not be that entire amount. It's really two things. It's the fact that the cost to us, the taxpayer, it is more than that $400,000 salary he's given up. You and I both know that the Trump family is making many times more than that $400,000. Would you agree with that?
I would say that they're making more than that $400,000.
Okay.
Absolutely. You're correct.
Yes.
And that's the
only point I'm making, Jesse. And if we can just agree on the facts of that, and if we want to have a discussion about that, great. I'm not knocking the guy. The only thing I'm doing is saying, let's look at this guy and recognize he's a human being. He's not God in the flesh. Is that fair enough, Jesse? I think that's fair.
I think you, like I said, I think you're partially right, but you're also maybe just exaggerating just a little bit. We got to clarify. We got to be 100% honest. And say part of that cost is other costs are associated, planes, fuel for the planes, food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, he's.
But and who's paying that, by the way, Jesse? Who's paying that?
I'm guessing me and you are, Vince.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate your call. Oh my goodness. We. I'm trying to have fun with this. That was my intent. Have a little fun with this. And some people are just really, really, they're over the edge. Vince, I'm not mad at you. You're pointing out the president's right and wrong, holding him accountable. That's from Michelle. I agree with you, Vince. I love what President Trump is doing for our nation. However, he did state he would not be golfing. What's worse is the cost to us and the income going to the Trump organization. That is from Dave. Let's see. What else do we have here? I wish you wouldn't get so upset. You're making me upset. I was having a great day. Here's something for you. I like little baby ducks. Quick pickup. Oh, my goodness. We don't think Trump is God. We don't agree with your view that he's Satan. Oh, my goodness. Really?
False binary choices. Come on, people. Let's blow him up here.
He doesn't have to be God. And he doesn't have to be Satan. Just has to be a human being that we recognize, like all of us, puts his pants on like everybody else.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've actually delayed our Faith Focus Friday segment just a little bit because I wanted to take some of your calls. This is really gotten people stirred up this morning. Let's go out to Grant in Charlotte. Good morning.
Vince, how are you?
All right, sir.
Good. Two quick points. I voted for Trump, and I would say I'm probably in general a Trump supporter, but I was critical of how much golf Obama played, And I would be an absolute hypocrite if I did not say the exact same thing about Trump and that he promised not to do it. So you are 100% right on that. And you have to look at it on both sides and say the same thing about both guys. Number two is I think we have a massive spending problem because it's ridiculous. We can't send the president down the road to McDonald's without it costing, you know, $50,000 because he takes his entire family and 400 people in an entourage. And I know we have to protect them, but, you know, if I were president, I would have a guilt complex about going, you know, next door because of how much it was going to cost everybody. And I don't know what we do about that, but it seems a bit ridiculous.
And you know what it is, Grant? You have a conscience. And I think that's what makes a difference here. Grant, I so appreciate your thoughtful call. And one of the things that goes through my mind, I had this thought the other day, because I thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool as president to be able to just go into, just show up in a certain neighborhood? You know, just go show up and be himself. And we've got this environment, this hyper-secure environment that we've had to create here that, like you said, it's expensive. And it also, I think it sets up it isolates the president from real people, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I don't see how they can have any semblance of a normal life. They really can't, but the cost whenever they go is just, it's out of this world, and I just don't understand how we can afford that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know how we get back to a place where I don't know that we'll ever get there. Appreciate your call there, Grant. Very thoughtful. Yeah, I really was thinking about this the other day. Because I thought, you know what? What if I were president and I just wanted to go visit, just pop into a certain city in a certain neighborhood, you know, and just go listen to people. No planned, contrived appearances or anything like that. I want the raw humanity out of Americans. Just show up at somebody's workplace. You know, you can't do that the way things are these days. And that's very unfortunate. Herb in Lancaster, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I sort of tuned in late, and I just wanted to encourage you to be strong and remember always there are people who don't want to know the truth. They would rather not know the truth. They get mad, and they'll get ticked off when you show them the truth. And I compare today's situation with, say, the period 1850 up until 1860. And for those who haven't looked at the political situation and compared the two, this is tame compared to what went on and what was said and what was done back during that time. And finally, yes, I know it costs a lot to protect the president, but you got to remember what happened to Abraham Lincoln, John Kennedy,
yep,
Robert Kennedy,
absolutely,
Dr. King, and all the rest of them. So, and it is getting, not that it's so much getting worse, because this has been going along all along, and I missed one other president that was assassinated. I can't remember his name, but you got to remember, there are mean, ugly people
yes,
out there.
There
they
are.
Will do you much harm. I voted for Trump. I'm independent. When he's wrong, I speak out against him. When he's right, I speak up for him. And that's all you're doing. So I understand. And if you can, get your coworkers there to kind of calm you down, because I got fired for telling the truth. And that's what you're doing. And I don't want to see you off the air, because you are fantastic. I love listening to your broadcast, because it's very open-minded and it's not one-sided. And it seems like the masses don't want an open society. They want it all their way. Everybody else be damned. And that's not Americanism. How can you have a capitalist, democratic society when you're constantly begging for socialist, communistic things? And we have politicians out there that are feeding them this, and boy, they're eating it up. But at the same time, they're saying, boy, look what a great system we have. No, it's not. No, it's not. So be careful. Be careful, and I'm with you.
I appreciate your call there, Herb. Thanks a lot for your contribution this morning. You know, and when, this is something that's important to keep in mind, that we've been here other times in our history. And hopefully we'll be able to find our way in the future. That's my hope anyway. Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I was going to keep it a little lighter with my comment. Man, I just wanted to say, far from ruining my good day, that rant, in the last segment, man, you got me fired up. You made my day with that. So that is clip worthy. You need to have your producer, editor guy, or whoever, man. That's good for intro or bump music or whatever you want to call it. That was some good stuff. That was a great way to, you know, get it out there. And people, it's not this or that. You can think further than the tip of your nose. And with that, I'll return the mic to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Matt. Very well done. Thanks a lot for your call. We got time for a couple more here. Rick out of Atlanta, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you know, Vince, I've called you once before. First of all, thanks for taking my call. I called you once before only because I thought you were really anti-Trump. And I think when you speak the truth like you're doing now, I get you a little bit more. But let me just say this. I think the reason that people don't mind Trump going on vacation and listen, I don't think anybody's drinking the Kool-Aid. Everybody knows he's enriching himself because he doesn't take a salary and they're all making money, which is what they all do. But we feel like he's getting something done where we felt like Obama did not get something done.
Right.
And he just aggravated and frustrated the snot out of me.
Exactly.
So when he was all of a sudden going on vacation, I'm like, for what?
You for were
what? On vacation.
Exactly.
And I think that's the point. I don't think anybody out there doesn't think when you're in office, you're enriching yourself. I mean, look at Maxine Waters, for example. She came from nothing, and now she's a multimillionaire. And I don't know what they make salary-wise, but everybody knows it's happening up there. We just feel like he's doing something. That's the ticket.
Okay. For you to communicate that, that's fair enough. Now, at the same time, does that mean we dismiss this very costly pattern of golf vacations?
Absolutely not. And that's what I'm saying. But who didn't do it?
Well, see, and what point, where do we put, when do we put our feet down on this with everybody, Rick? Do we just give everybody a pass then?
You don't give them a pass. I mean, maybe the legislation, I hate legislators, but maybe they have to come up with something to curtail, say, hey, you know, you only got X amount of dollars in the budget for vacation or what have you.
You know, think about this, Rick. I don't know where you work, but don't you have a limitation on how many vacation days you have?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But listen to me. This guy, though, you stop and think, he starts super early in the morning and goes to bed super late at night.
So do I, and so do many other Americans, Rick. I don't have a lot of sympathy for that, especially since you volunteered and you told everybody how wonderful you were and how great you were, and you volunteered. So I can't. I really don't have a lot of sympathy for that. It's a waste of money. Faith Focus Friday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, a number of items here on the text line. No comparison to what Trump has spent to what Obama spent. Oh, gosh. I'm not even going to reference what this person said about his wife. $20 million on one trip. Come on, man. See, is this where we are? We're now in a comparison of who's spent. You know, is this? Let me just ask you this question. When the founding fathers got together, their humble beginnings, the start of this nation? Is this what they envisioned? Us setting anybody up like a king, where they have all of these servants and all of this money is spent catering to their every whim. Is this what we envisioned? I've said it before and I will say it again before we move on to Faith Focus Friday. I'm going to have to call my friend who I talked to several years ago, the one who made the point to me that we are not worthy of a republic, that we are drifting toward a monarchy, that we are a people suited for a monarchy. I need to call my friend and apologize. I do. Because she was absolutely right. This is what we are constituting in the United States of America right now, without even realizing it. Not only are we doing this as a people, we've got a sycophant media that is cooperating with this. And I'm not just talking about the mainstream news media. I'm talking about the talk radio complex that is developed. It's no longer talking about rebuilding our republic anymore. All it is, nonstop, hail to the king. We may as well say it. Hail to the king. That's where we are. Let's go to Faith Focus Friday. I want to share with you a post. This is from a good friend of mine who's been on this program before. This is radical. And this is in sharp contrast to what is going on with our society and really every society, even the best of governments. We must be convinced there are no such things as Christian principles. There is the person of Christ who is the principle of everything. But if we wish to be faithful to him, we cannot dream of reducing Christianity to a certain number of principles. This is by Jacques Ellul. My friend David Fredrickson has written this in response. It's much more attractive and pleasing to our pride and intellect to live our lives according to principles rather than to yield ourselves to the person of Christ. Christian principles are not out of reach for anyone who has some willpower, high standards, and a commitment to his religion. They can be emulated by people dedicated to false religions and even by atheists. But genuine relationship with Jesus begins in our identification with him and his work on the cross. God in Christ demonstrating his consuming love cannot fit into any principle grasped by mere man. Relationship, by its very nature, involves exploration, experimentation, a letting go of certain expectations, and a never-ending journey of discovery. You would not likely attempt to get to know a friend or prospective life partner intimately by reading a book about his or her principles. Yet reading and reducing a book into principles is exactly what many Christians believe is the best way to know Jesus. Principles, like facts, have no power to bring transformation. But God's truth is Christ in us and can only be revealed by the Spirit who empowers us to live by his life. David Fredrickson, back on this program. This is pretty radical stuff here, and it gets to the heart of what I think is a line of delineation between what God is doing in our world and what we are doing to try to produce something we're calling Christian, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How do we tell the difference, David?
Well, I think the difference obviously is discerned in the Spirit, and that's one of the problems we have, I think, in the Christian religion today, is that so much is concluded by intellectually figuring things out, you know. And, you know, I have absolutely nothing against theology. In fact, I've learned some things, you know, through theologians that absolutely confirm what you can sense in your spirit, and yet would be contradicted if you just look at a black and white interpretation. And so I love theology. I'm not saying anything about that. But when we try to use our mind and our intellect alone to obey or to discover or to know who God is, it's a complete failure. And you can take a genius, you know, and, you know, the greatest philosopher you've ever found, and yet, you know, he
he will have no understanding without the Spirit of God, who God is, who Jesus is. He will have none, because God is beyond our way of any kind of calculation, measurement, logic, principle. He's beyond all that. He is. He's the only one that can say, I am. You know, it's like trying to figure out eternity. We know what eternity is from a scientific or philosophical standpoint, right? But we really don't know what eternity is, because being a temporal being, we can't imagine something that's forever and ever and ever with no beginning and no end. There's no way we can put a finger on it. We can't calculate it in any way.
David,
and you could take almost anything and look at it, and you'll find out that in measurement to God, it's useless.
Now, David, let's say I'm one of those people. I've grown up in the South, and I've been a very good church person, and I've, you know, and by this description here, I've lived by, quote, Christian principles all of my life. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with me being very judicious in following all the rules? What could I be missing?
Well, the thing is, I mean, I would much rather be a friend of a principled person that didn't even know Christ, but actually did live, according to their principles. And as I mentioned in the post, there are people that can do that, that have, you know, a good upbringing and good principles in their life and, you know, the strength and the willpower to do that. That's a good thing. But here again is the difference between good and God, even though the word good is taken from the word God. You know, good is falls short of who God is. So there's nothing wrong with good principles if, in essence, you were living by the power and the revelation of the Spirit. But what Christianity tends to do is set up these principles, and then they gauge people's spiritual life, or whether you're doing well or not, by how well you live according to these principles. And yet there are people that have no willpower. Their life could be a complete mess in every other way, but they love the Lord, and somehow the Lord works through them, and somehow the love of God comes through them, and they have a greater impact on people than the ones that have the willpower to live the principles.
And what
makes have the revelation of Christ within them.
And that's the key thing that I think David's hitting on here. There has to be that revelation of Him, a relationship with Him. Without that, all of the principles and the ideas, they don't bring about life. Unfortunately, we're out of time here. David, always great talking with you. We'll have to do it again sometime. Have a great weekend, sir. We are back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Time for a look at the day in history. And we get on I-85 to our upstate studio and our good friend, Lonzo. How you doing, man?
I am awesome. Ready for a long weekend, sort of.
Well, good. Very good. We have four questions. I'll warn you, some of these are kind of tricky. Captain Christopher Newport and 105 people founded a colony in this town in 1607. What is the name of that town? I can tell you the state.
Roanoke.
It's in Virginia. You got the right state. Anybody else want to guess what is the town where this colony was founded, 1607?
Jamestown?
Jamestown. Oh, you are correct. Yeah. 1844. This one's an easy one. This guy started sending out telegraph messages using his own special code. The first official message, what hath God wrought, sent from the U.S. Capitol to Baltimore. Who was it who sent this message?
Alexander Graham Bell?
Oh, no.
I don't remember who did the telegraph. I don't care.
Whatever. It's Morse? Okay. Morse? You're right. It's actually James Morse.
Oh, that makes sense.
Started Morse sending code. Out telegraph messages, yes. 1878. This one's tricky. I would never get this in a million years. The first bicycle race in America was held where? I'll give you a hint. It's the place where another race on foot gets a lot of attention.
Okay, Boston.
There you go. Boston hosting the first bicycle race in America.
I was going to say the town I live in right now because those bikes are on the road all the time and I can't get around them.
Yeah, that is kind of annoying after a while. And you'll get this one, 1883. This bridge connecting Manhattan to Long Island. What is it?
The Brooklyn Bridge?
You are correct. Not bad. And we're going to have a little bit of fun here.
I'm upset. See, I had a good week, and then I screwed up today.
And I messed it up.
Now I can't say that I'm a genius.
Well, let me give you a stable genius on top of that. Let me give you...
I would never say stable about me.
Hey, neither would we. No, I'm kidding. You are a stable guy, and we appreciate it. We've got an extra for you. This is a bonus
extremely
point.
Extremely stable genius.
Okay. Gosh, I'm going to knock you upside the head, Johnny. Here's the hint.
Wait for it.
Here's Johnny.
I'm just enjoying listening to it.
This movie hit theaters this week in 1980. What was it?
You know what's killing me here is I know who's in this movie, and I know this movie, and I quote this movie all the time, but for some reason, my brain just went blank. I know who wrote the book.
I know.
I've read the book.
I know. It happens to me. You know, I think you're sleep deprived because I have the same issue. I keep forgetting people's names.
No, I'm just getting old, man. I think it's
happening to us all. Happening to us all.
Just go ahead and say it so I can just die.
Guys.
The Shining.
Ding, yes. Ding, ding,
ding. Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Had Scatman Crothers in it. I know Scatman Crothers.
I was about ready to say, I was about to mention his name. I had no idea that.
And Shelley Duvall is just too skinny, and I don't know how someone that skinny could be.
Creepy
alive.
And scary in that
she
movie.
She played a perfect olive oil, though. Olive oil.
Yeah, she does look like olive oil.
She played olive oil in Popeye.
Yeah.
With exactly. Robin Williams.
Well, Lonzo, get yourself some rest this weekend, okay?
That's not going to happen. I'll be here. You can't rest here.
Well, give it a try anyway. It's worth a shot. Oh, before you go, you got to tell us about Upstate Pulse.
Well, it's probably going to be as bad as this last segment was for the entire 2 hours, so please tune in.
All right, for those of you listening at 106.3 WORD, it's 7 to 9 p.m., right?
Absolutely right, and live on the 106.3 WORD Facebook page entire show. And someone's getting punished for making poor picks for the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Uh-oh.
It might be me.
Dun, dun, dun. You'll have to listen to find out. Have a great weekend, man. God bless you.
See ya.
And because I'm a nice guy, I'm going to take one more phone call before we go. We're going to go with Anita out of Piedmont. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. And first thing I'd like to say, I would like to wish you and your whole staff, by the way, a very happy Memorial Day.
Okay.
Anyway, I got a comment on all this hoopla about your comments. And I want to say, and it's not lost on your audience, by the way, you promote thoughts. You promote. Well, okay. Well, just because that's the way it's always been, that's the way it should be, because I would argue that's where we are in today's society. And let's do something. And the politicians, they're all getting greased hands, and we know that, but we keep voting them in. Anyway, that's all I had to say.
Well, I appreciate your comments there, Anita, and I appreciate your thoughtful contributions to this program. You know, I want to make this very clear. That's what this is. It's a forum for conversation and dealing with truth, dealing with facts. And there are no sacred cows here. There really aren't any sacred cows. Whether it's political parties, personalities, you know, who cares? That's how I look at it anyway. So we continue that pursuit of the truth within that context and understanding. In the meantime, have yourselves a great weekend, and God bless you. Be safe out there, and we'll connect again, Lord willing, next week. Take care.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.